there's another opportunity for you to get in on a 50-50 draw that I think is going to be a pretty princely sum by the time all is said and done. This is going to be a community 50-50 draw as collaboration with our Rotary Clubs. And Paul Rostrup, who's the assistant governor with the Rotary Club of Kitchener, is here to talk about it. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike. So thanks so much for having us on the show today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, and congratulations on that Rangers 50-50. That's fantastic. That's, you know, to raise that much money. And certainly, as you said, we're hoping with the Rotary of KW 50-50 that, you know, we're going to be able to engage with people in the community and raise a lot of money for Kids Ability.
I have no doubt that you'll be able to do that. And what excites me is the Catch the Ace draw that we were talking about last time you and I had a chance to chat, Paul. That went gangbusters as well.
It did, yeah. We were incredibly fortunate. Like, we ran that twice during the pandemic, and the first draw went, you know, as you know, like, it depends which week you draw the Ace of Spades. The first one went 50 weeks. The second one actually went a full 52 weeks. And, you know, at the end of that, we sort of said, you know what, we've been really fortunate that we didn't draw an ace in, like, week one or week two. And it was really for that reason we decided, you know what, maybe it's time to transition to something, you know, something a little bit different and something really, you know, easy to understand so people can get on board. So that's that was sort of the background as to why our group made the transition to the 50-50.
So is the draw live now, Paul?
It is, yeah. We're in the this round, and actually we're going to be over the course of the year. We had one that ended on March 15th. This one is going to be running now until June 15th. There'll be one that'll be in running to September 15th and one in December. So four, like a total of four over the course of the year. And we've got two early bird prizes in each of those draws. The first early bird is actually coming up fairly soon on April 12th. And the prize for that early bird is a Dynaglow gas barbecue. And we figured that would be sort of perfect timing for people to think about getting outdoors and getting out and doing a little barbecuing.
Absolutely. That's, you know, I'm sure the 50-50 jackpot would be nice, but you kind of had me at barbecue at this time of year, Paul.
Yeah. Actually, I looked up the details on the site, and it says you can barbecue 18 hamburgers on this barbecue. So that would be, I think that should do most families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So the jackpot right now I'm seeing is almost $700 as we're just getting started on this second draw of the year.
Yeah. And we'll be doing a fair amount of, we've got a very active social media campaign that is going to be rolling out in the next little while. And then one of the other strategies we thought would be kind of fun, because, you know, what we really want to try and do is generate a little bit of buzz in the community. And we're going to be challenging, we're calling it the Play for Good 50-50 Draw Challenge. And what we want to try and do is find influential people in the community that can get on board, buy a ticket, and challenge a couple of people that they know to buy tickets as well. Because we figure the more people that we get on board, then that'll really help in terms of getting people talking about the 50-50. And Mike, I don't know if that's something that you might consider helping us out with. I mean, all it takes is you got to get on board and buy a ticket for $10 and challenge a couple of your friends.
Paul, without hesitation, I would absolutely be more than happy to do that. I guarantee you that some of my money will be going into the jackpot in hopes. I've never, you know, Paul, I've never one time ever won a 50-50 draw. Can you believe
that?
Yeah,
right.
Never
That's
one
incredible.
Time.
you must get the opportunity many, many times to play. That's incredible. You haven't actually won one.
This might be the time, but I will absolutely
exactly.
do that, and I'll shoot a little video and put it out there on social media and encourage others to get involved. You just touched on one of the important things. So $10. What is that the one and only price point, or what else can we buy?
No, there's three different price points. You can buy for $10. You can get five tickets for $10, 20 tickets for $20. For $50, you get 80 tickets. And the best value, if you got the pockets for $100, you get 200 tickets. And so we've sort of given a range of options there for people. And, of course, if you buy now, you get the opportunity to be in both of the early bird draws. And, of course, you know, if somebody is fortunate enough to win the early bird, their ticket is still, of course, good for the final draw as well. That's often a question people have.
Yeah, so you can win the barbecue, and you can also win the jackpot when it's drawn on June the 15th.
Exactly, yeah. And our goal, you know, I'd say, is to see the jackpot at least hit $25,000 by June. We've got some work to do, but that's we wanted to have a goal out there in mind to say that's what we want to get to, and so, you know, we're going to be working hard to you know, pull out all the stops to do what we need to do to get there.
Well, and the thing that we always have to remember in this, look, I find it fun to play. I hope we all play within our limits. But the opportunity to maybe win some money is a pretty easy way to make a donation, because half of it goes into that jackpot. Half of it is going to the charity, in this case, Kids Ability. Can you tell me a little bit about the relationship between Rotary and Kids Ability?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking that question, because that's really an important part of why we're doing this. Rotary has a history of supporting kids and their family in the region, and it really started in the 1920s, if you can believe that. And then over the years, that turned into the development of what was called the Rotary Children's Center back in the 1950s and 60s, and that became Kids Ability when they rebranded around the year 2000. And so, yeah, the history with supporting kids with special needs in our community has been going on for 100 years, which is just an amazing story. And we work, all the clubs work closely with Kids Ability to continue to provide that support. This particular draw, we're going to be, we've been asked to help with some upgrades to the resource center at Kids Ability, and that's a center that provides a free lending library of resources for kids with special needs in the community.
Where can we go to buy our 50-50 tickets, Paul?
The website is 5050kw.ca. You can also follow us on the on Facebook if you're so inclined, the KW Rotary Clubs. But yeah, the website itself, 5050kw.ca. We got a fairly simple name there and easy to remember.
So that's the numbers, 5050kw.ca.
That's it. You go there and it'll pop up as the Play for Good 50-50 draw.
Beautiful.
And yeah, but and yeah, so if you can go on and buy a couple of tickets and post something on your Twitter or Facebook, that would just be fantastic. We really, really appreciate that, Mike.
I would be happy to do that, Paul, and I hope we can check in again as June the 15th draws nearer, see how the jackpot's doing, and, you know, hopefully reach that $25,000 goal and even beyond.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, we'd love to have that opportunity to come on again and tell you how we're doing.
I love the work that you're doing, Paul. Keep it up, okay? And I look forward to the next chat.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul Rostrup is the associate governor. Pardon me, assistant governor with the Rotary Club of Kitchener. Our clubs have come together on a community 50-50 draw. It's the Play for Good 50-50 draw. You can access your chance to buy tickets by going to 5050kw.ca, and tickets for as low as $10. Jackpot currently just under $700. The draw will not be made until June the 15th, so you've got lots of time to get your tickets. But if you get in now, you've got an early bird draw, which is coming up on April the 12th, so just a couple of weeks. And hey, it sounds like a pretty nice barbecue. So, and if you win the barbecue, you're still in for the jackpot. I love it. And all of this, of course, supports kid's ability, which is, and in this particular case, upgrading the resource center at Kids Ability. But that's the best part of all of this. So you get a chance to win some money. And the other half of that jackpot, of course, is going to the Kids Ability Foundation. 5050kw.ca.